Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Does any team have more to gain with a Week 1 win than the Dallas Cowboys? All the pressure's on the Bucs, defending champs, return all 22 starters, return the whole coaching staff. They're at home. Dallas playing without Zach Martin, their best offensive player, apparently, right? Excellent guard. Mm-hmm. Lyle Collins is going to play, but he's had these neck stingers. He's been in and out, right? All the pressure on the Bucs. By the way, not every season do we ask, can this team go undefeated? No team has ever been 19-0. A Tom Brady team got close. Now they have to go 20-0, and the media is
hard
asking
as
the question.
Hard as hell.
We had the same conversation last year, though.
Every single year, you do have this conversation about a team. Every year.
No, I don't. Not every year. Last year, maybe
Absolutely
it was Kansas City.
Absolutely every year.
I don't remember.
Always somebody.
Every year.
Well, maybe I'm remembering it wrong. I don't remember having that conversation every year. Well, I guess so. Yeah, I guess at some point. Point in the summer when it's slow, we ask that about some team. But I get the feeling like
it's different. Think about it, though,
now.
Max.
Yeah.
We talked about Kansas City. We talked about Pittsburgh when they were going
8-0, 9-0.
Well, no,
because but that's once they had a long undefeated streak. I mean, before the season starts, we're asking the first time any there's a 17-game regular season schedule, and we're asking, can this team go 20-0? My point is, there is a lot of expectations on the Bucs.
A lot.
What if they lose week one? Like, what if the Cowboys win week one? So is there another team in the NFL that has more to gain? I know the Bucs have a lot to lose week one. Who has more to gain than the Cowboys with a week one win?
I would go with the Cleveland Browns.
Good pick.
In your first game, you're playing against Kansas City, a team that we saw you go against last year and lose to. And look, as much as we hype up the Tampa Bay Bucs, and they deserve a lot of the hype due to the fact they won a Super Bowl, I came away from the Super Bowl saying, I wonder what the results would have been if Kansas City's O-line wasn't having issues. And obviously they retooled that. So if the Cleveland Browns, with the talent that they have on that roster, with their O-line, with the likes of their wide receiving core, with how Baker Mayfield, is he getting an extension? Is he not getting an extension? If they win that game, we will be coming out of the weekend talking about the Browns being truly a contender to win the Super Bowl, which I already think they're in that conversation to a degree anyway, but it will take on a new meaning after that weekend.
When you say more to gain, Max, right, as you sit back and you think about more to gain, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lose to the Dallas Cowboys ticket sales going through the roof even though they already sold out, because all everybody's going to do is go crazy, Cowboy Nation. Oh, my God. The Cowboys getting ready to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They just beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. People are going to go crazy if they win. If they win, people are going to lose their damn minds. Oh, they didn't play with Zach Martin. Oh, he's just his first game back off injury. Think about what he's going to be like in week five. Think about that. If the Cleveland Browns win and they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, all it's going to be is, well, they took the next step.
Well, I hear you, but let me tell you why I actually think, Jay, that you brought it up. It is the Browns. Key, like, Jets fans remind me of Cowboys fans in a certain way. Either the sky is, except with Cowboys fans, the sky is never falling. There's always a reason they're going to be great. You know, something good happens for the Jets. We're going to win the Super Bowl. Something bad happens. Oh, we're going to lose every game. Cowboys fans, you're right. They look for a little thing to latch on to, and that would be a huge thing to latch on to. That's a lot to gain. Here's the thing about the Browns, though. The Browns fan base is so good that even though they had nothing to root for years and years and decades, when they lost their franchise, a grassroots movement with the dog pound, right, resulted in another franchise called the Browns back in Cleveland. The fans did that for Cleveland. They love the Browns in Cleveland. They love football. And it's a fan base that's just been through hell, right? They never get rewarded for their loyalty. Now, all of a sudden, team is good. They're real. Offensive line, number one pass block and pass protect and run block in the same season doesn't often happen. They got running backs. They got wideouts. They got tight ends. They got a defense. The secondary's healthy. They got guys up front. They have a coach. They have a quarterback. They have everything. And importantly, last year, they beat Pittsburgh at the end of the season, And then they beat Pittsburgh in the playoffs. Guys, they came up within a score of beating the Chiefs in the playoffs. If they beat Kansas City week one, to me, the trajectory of that whole franchise and fan base has changed. Whereas, Key, what you said, that's every year something good happens for the Cowboys, you know?
Hey, think
it's
going
to be more meaningful for the Browns.
I will give it one little point to Key, though, and I'm still on the Browns, but the media hype Cowboys is drastically different behind the Browns.
I'm just answering the question, who has more to gain? The Cowboys have more to gain because of what you just said, Jay. It's going to go bonkers. They'll build another stadium just for the spillover crowd. I mean, it's one of those deals. Yeah, week one win. Oh, my God. Stephen A., he won't say anything. He'll be quiet for about a year. I mean, it's just one of those things that happens when the Cowboys do something good. The Cleveland Browns are headed in the right direction. If they beat the Kansas City Chiefs, even though that they lost to them by 7 points or last year in the playoffs, people still going to be like, I don't believe
in
the Browns.
Yeah, but when you say more to gain, Key, the thing about the Cowboys is Cowboys are going to be in every sports show all year regardless, right? You're right. It'd be a fever pitch.
Yeah, but when was the last time you saw the Cowboys beat anybody with any significance?
Yeah, but in the end, what do they really gain? The media gains. We have something to talk about. Fans gain. They're buzzing. The Cowboys would, let's face it, that win probably means it's an early season Bucks team. They'll get hot later. There's plenty of time. But the Browns, what I'm saying, the reason it's so much to gain is their legitimacy, even internally. We see building. Last year, it built through the playoffs, especially, importantly, against Pittsburgh. Big
but
brother.
They've already gotten over a hump. That hump was getting better, winning a playoff game, something that they hadn't done forever. The Dallas Cowboys, when was the last time they beat anybody that was anything?
But if the Dallas Cowboys win, considering what they were last year, 6-10, mm-hmm. that game with Dak where they won against Atlanta, which Atlanta just was Atlanta in that moment.
It's unbelievable.
It was a gift.
Five guys made the same mistake in the same minute.
And Key, like, you're a football expert. Are you going to come out of that game if they beat Tampa Bay and say, this is a team that can contend for a Super Bowl? Or if the Browns win the Chiefs against the Chiefs, will you come out of that game saying the Browns are a team that can win the Super Bowl? Which one's more relevant?
I would probably come more out of the Cowboy game than the Browns game because I believe that the Cowboys need something. They need something to get them to believe that they actually can do it. The Cleveland Browns did that already.
Here's the answer.
That will get them to believe. They already believe they can do it. The Cowboys don't believe they can do it yet.
The difference is, like, how do they win? If the Cowboys' defense looks good, okay. I might say, okay. But even if the Cowboys win the defense, I'm not going to believe in them. But in the AFC, we ask the same thing every year. Yeah, but can you beat Kansas City? Baltimore, can you beat Kansas City? Buffalo, can you beat Kansas City? Cleveland, can you beat Kansas City? And again, they lost by like 5 points. If they can beat Kansas City even week one, I think that means more than the Cowboys beating the Bucks, unless, Key, the Cowboys defense shows up and beats the Bucks with the defense.
Nothing feels better than beating a Super Bowl champion with Tom Brady. Coming off a Super Bowl, you bring all 22 back. You got all your coaches. You getting ready to drop the banner on our head and turn on the lights, and then we go into your stadium on national TV on a Thursday night and pop you.
Key.
You don't think that feels good? Key, opposed to beating a Kansas City Chiefs team that we barely lost to, and we already jumped over the hump last year by making it to the playoffs,
but
nobody
really
ever thought that we would ever be anything.
But, Key, let me bring back a point that you brought up a couple of days ago because we were talking about Tampa Bay and their route to winning a Super Bowl. And you said, well, you beat a Washington team that had a good defense but really, really didn't have a quarterback. Being a New Orleans team where Drew Brees, you know half-baked ribs, right, with that rib cage. You beat Green Bay where the miscommunication between Matt LaFleur and
Aaron Rodgers,
right? And Kansas City, obviously, their O-line. So, like, that almost – I hear what you're saying,
but in the end,
I watched Kansas City was smacking people last year.
Hey, Jay, in the end, I just beat the greatest quarterback of all times and a team that just won the damn Super Bowl, no matter how they got it.
Fair point.
Yeah, but
fair
you know point, what? Here's the difference for me. Unless the defense shows up, I still don't believe in the Cowboys, even if they win.
Well, I
believe in the Browns. If they beat the Chiefs, I already kind of believe in it. If they beat the Chiefs, but listen, these are some great storylines.
I believe in them, too. I believe in them, too. But remember the question, who has more to gain, not who you believe in.
Mm. All right, you like the Cowboys. We like the Browns. See, it's not an argument according
to Keith. That's not what I said. So stop trying to create drama.
It's a conversation. We're asking who has the most to gain in week one on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. We get time to sneak in a call here, huh? No? Yes?
No.
Maybe we'll do that coming up. The Browns are not the only AFC North team with a lot on the line in week one. We'll tell you that. Who that is, after Jay has this from DraftKings.
Now is the time to celebrate. You hear me, my people? The NFL is back, finally back. And DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, has millions of reasons why you should be excited. Millions of reasons. To kick off the football season, DraftKings is giving a new customer a free shot at $1 million top prize with a total of $4 million up for grabs for tonight's opener. Getting in on Thursday night single game showdown is easy. Listen up. Draft six players from the season opener. Stay under the salary cap and see how your team stacks up against the competition. So, head to the app now. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at $1 million payday. Download the DraftKings app now and use code KJM. This week, new customers can get a free shot at the $1 million top prize and a $4 million in total prizes. Enter code KJM to get a free shot at the $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's promo code KJM, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
The beginning of the season, God, man, I want to be in that moment.
It's just one of them things where you say, man, I wish I had that right now.
Are you ready? Because I'm ready.
This is Marty Smith, and I'm ready.
This is Keyshawn Johnson. The Dallas Cowboys are ready.
This is Matthew Berry. The Syracuse Orange are ready.
This is Alan Hahn. I'm ready.
Football is back, and it kicks off every morning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, and continues all day on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
I believe the Cleveland Browns are the biggest threat to Kansas City in the AFC.
If I'm the Cleveland Browns, right? Let's say Baker has a Baker year that he had last year. What do you do? Are you going to say that's not good enough for us?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from the Seaport District at Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. We're asking who has the most to gain. Week one on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Key has said the Cowboys have the most to gain against the Bucs. I think they have a whole lot to gain. Jay, you brought up the Browns against the Chiefs. I think they may even have more to gain. Rick and Dayton, who has the most to gain?
Good morning, guys. I love the show. I like the real debate. You know, there's a lot of fake debate on TV. But anyhow, that's the Browns, man. They've sucked for so long. Mm. You know, I've been watching the Browns since Jim Brown played. So I've been with them through thick and thin, and it's been a whole lot of thin. So I think it's this year for the Browns. I don't know about Baker, though, because they've got him hyped so high. I think he's going to get feeling himself and probably fall back a little bit.
Tony, do you – let me ask you this. You watched the Browns, obviously, last year. You don't think they gained anything by getting over the hump, making the playoffs, winning a playoff game?
I think Tony's gone, but yeah, I mean,
no,
look, guys.
He's still there. Tony, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Go ahead. So Key's point is, didn't they already gain something by winning a playoff game last year, and therefore the Cowboys have more to gain against the Bucs week one?
I don't know. It's just 1 year, man. It's been 40 years since they've done anything worth a crap, and Baker just hasn't shown me enough. He had a good year, I'll admit that, but a lot to do with the running game, too. You know, I mean, as long as he don't screw it up, they have a shot, I believe.
Yeah,
that's interesting, Max. Huh. I feel like I have, to a degree, Dallas Cowboy fatigue, because in the media, each and every year, Key, all we do is we hype up the individual players and we talk about their talent. It feels like we're just starting to do that for Cleveland. When you start talking about, oh, now.
I think Cleveland's more talented. I think Cleveland's more talented than Dallas.
Yeah, that's where the conversation is going, right? And I think that's why there's hype on this.
I think they might be more talented than Dallas. They certainly have a better coach than Dallas has had since Bill Parcells, as far as I was concerned. I understand Wade Phillips had a great record there 1 year, and all, but I think Kevin Stefanski might be a better coach than the Cowboys have had in a very long time.
Yeah. And by the way, the one thing Baker does, like, what does Baker do, like, that would make him really good at quarterback as opposed to just a good quarterback? To me, he makes good decisions with the ball. And that's,
like
Baker, what man. I said. What I said, like, I agree. I don't think he's great, but if you make the best decisions, the fastest.
Well, see, he has a chance to be great. Why do they always start conversations off with, like, oh, he's not great? I'm like,
Because because if you take any population, you could put them on a bell curve. Some of them are going to be really bad compared to most. Some of them are going to be really good. And most will fall somewhere in the middle. So by definition, in the NFL as a starting quarterback, there can only be but so many elite.
I hear you, but I feel like you limit his upside. He's
got a good arm. He's pretty accurate. He makes good decisions with the ball. He does it quickly. I agree.
Yeah.
But what do you consider great, though, Max? Because people throw great around way – I said this the other day to y'all. You throw great around like it's a box of M&Ms.
Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson are great. And then there
Let me ask you a question, though. Why is it that they're great for their teams, Baker is not great for his team?
Because they have a premium in terms of production at that position that Baker has not yet given his team. And I believe if you put any of the four guys I just mentioned on the Browns, they'd be a better team.
3 years.
Right.
Four different head coaches.
So, exactly. So so based on his resume and where he is at that moment, you cannot call him great. But if Patrick Mahomes retired today, he'd be in the Hall of Fame. He's played for 3 or 4 years.
Patrick Mahomes also had Andy Reid, one of the most prolific offensive coaches, to help him.
My man, he could have had you or me, and he'd be great.
You see, Keith, I don't know about that, man.
Because if I go back to college at Texas Tech,
I don't know about that.
I'm just going to leave that alone. Andy Reid had a lot, along with Eric Bieniemy, to do with the Patrick Mahomes that we see.
I'm not saying he didn't make him better. What I'm saying is there are a handful of guys who I think would be – most guys are very dependent on their situation. Most guys are very dependent on their situation. I get it. And Mahomes is better for his situation than in another one, right? But there are some guys who, no matter where they would have gone, they were going to succeed.
Is Tom Brady one of those guys?
Yes.
I don't know that to be true, though, Max. Because if that was the case, Patrick Mahomes would have been the number one pick overall.
Thank you.
Instead of going where he went. So clearly people didn't see him as we see him today.
But some did.
But he wouldn't have went where he went if those people ahead of Kansas City thought that Patrick Mahomes was better than Mitch Trubisky.
Even bring it back to
Tom Brady. If Tom Brady came up, I'm not saying that Tom couldn't be successful, but if Bill Belichick didn't find Tom in the draft and have confidence in his system, I mean, that system helped him,
you know, get six Super Bowls.
No, I think there's something in Tom Brady that no matter where he would have went, eventually he'd have been a successful NFL quarterback.
It grew.
Michael Jordan had Doug Collins. Michael Jordan had Doug Collins. He got Phil Jackson in that system. Boom.
Michael Jordan with Doug Collins was averaging 37
points. He was, but he wasn't a champion.
But he didn't have any All-Stars with him. He had no All-Star. First time Jordan got another All-Star, he almost won the championship, and then he never didn't again.
All I'm saying, Key, I think you and I are the same side here. Let's not act like system doesn't have a huge role.
I don't want Max to just dismiss Baker Mayfield as a great quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. It works for them in their system and what they do.
Yeah.
I had this conversation yesterday with Stephen A. on First Take about elite quarterbacks. You brought up the word elite. And I said to him, well, if that's the case, Derek Carr is elite. The guy's thrown for over 4,000 yards three straight years in a row. It's not his fault that the defense is hot garbage.
Well, hold on. You're saying a whole lot here. If you put Patrick Mahomes on the Browns, I think they would have done better than they did last year. And the reason I think that is because they have a better quarterback. In other words, Key, if you're saying you can't say Patrick Mahomes is better than Baker Mayfield,
Patrick Mahomes is better than Baker Mayfield.
Okay, so there are degrees.
But we also had Patrick Mahomes with a different type of team and a different coach and a different system.
Okay.
They don't lean heavy on the run. They utilize the passing game way more than the Cleveland Browns. The Cleveland Browns utilize the run game way more than the Kansas City Chiefs.
And independent of all that, who's better, Mahomes or Baker?
Depending on what flavor you like.
I also didn't see
Mahomes have Hugh Jackson and Freddie Kitchens as head coaches as well.
Yeah. Freddie Kitchens.
All right,
Hugh
come
Jackson.
On, man.
Let's do this.
Come
wait.
On, man.
Okay.
Go through them, Pete.
You guys,
go through all four head coaches he had in different OCs.
In two seasons and one game. Yeah, I get that. I've made that point many times. You guys can be on team. You can't say Mahomes is better than Baker Mayfield. And I'll be on team. I think you can.
I did not say he was not. I said he is.
Oh,
but
okay.
Don't act like if you put him, you just drop him somewhere and they all of a sudden getting ready to be just world beaters again. It does not work like that, Max. That's just, it does not. You have to be in the right situation, in the right circumstances, as I've said many times on this show to my colleagues prior to you.
Well,
if Bill Parcells doesn't walk in the building, the New York Jets, who knows where Keyshawn Johnson would be? I was messing around
the number
with
one
Richie
overall pick.
I was messing with Richie Kotite. People thought I couldn't play dead in a cowboy movie until Bill Parcells arrived, and then all of a sudden, he unleashed the
greatness. But you're arguing a straw man. I'm not making the you're arguing against someone who's not making the argument I'm making.
You're
conversating with someone who's not making the point you claim they're making. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is you can create a hierarchy of quarterbacks in the league. Yes, the situation matters. But to give you an example of what I mean, unless you have Aaron Rodgers, right, what team wouldn't want Patrick Mahomes instead of their quarterback? So I'm taking every situation in the league.
Okay.
If these teams could just give you their guy and get Patrick Mahomes, who's not doing that?
I think both sides are right here, okay? And I never say that. But I get your point. If you were to exchange Baker Mayfield for Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers right now, yes, I would rather have those two quarterbacks or Russell Wilson. Yes. I think what Key and I are saying is that for the system that they run, considering the context of how he got to this point, that we don't want to put a cap on Baker Mayfield's potential to be great in the system
due
to the fact that he can get there.
Okay, I agree.
Everybody has their own journey to how they get to greatness. That's what we're saying.
I wouldn't rule it out for Baker. But if you have to take an educated guess, there are other quarterbacks in the league right now who are not yet great who you'd also probably pick as higher upside guys than Baker, for example.
Not me. If you're not talking about the four or five guys, the rest of them dudes, they all the same.
Justin Herbert.
He's different. No, Justin Herbert's different.
Herbert showed us something last year as a rookie. In that particular system, let's see what he does as a sophomore.
Agree.
Yeah. I believe he can't talk about what he hasn't done yet, of course.
I believe he will be good, much like I believe Baker Mayfield will be good for the Cleveland Browns. But if I'm not talking about five quarterbacks in the league, five QBs in the league, the rest of them are all the same to me.
So now you've come full circle to the point I originally made. Most guys are in the middle somewhere. There are some extreme outliers who are no good, and some extreme outliers who are really good. I'm not putting Baker Mayfield in the extreme outlier great category with Rodgers and Mahomes. You are the one who objected.
Nobody
will
put him in there. Nobody's putting him.
I'm getting dizzy. I'm getting dizzy. Time to go to break.
I'm glad we agree.
I'm getting dizzy, Keith.
A Super Bowl champion.
It's a lot of yelling here on this show, and I don't like it.
Keith, I don't know if you've heard. We don't argue. We don't argue on this show. We have conversations.
No, we do not argue on the show.
A Super Bowl. I'm glad we agree. A Super Bowl champion and Hall of Famer tells us if the Bucs defense can be even better this season. That's after this Sports Center. And that's me. That's me talking Sports Center. How do you like that? Derek Jeter and three others were enshrined in Cooperstown. Jeter, Larry, Walker, Ted Simmons, and late labor pioneer Marvin Miller, it's about time on Marvin Miller, were honored during baseball's first induction ceremony since July 21st, 2019 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Jeter was first elected in January of 2020 when he received near unanimous consideration. Listen to Jeter at the Hall of Fame.
Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me. The one common thread with all of us here on stage is that we understand that there's no one individual bigger than the game. The game goes on, and it goes on because of the great fans we have. So take care of it, protect it, respect it. Don't take the time you have to play for granted.
The celebrated captain of the Yankees led baseball's most storied franchise to 7 pennants and 5 world championships during his 20-year career, in which he had 3,465 hits. That's the 6th highest total in big league history. Meantime, Novak Djokovic advanced to the semifinals at the U.S. Open. Djokovic lost the opening set for the 3rd consecutive match at Flushing Meadows, but again, it didn't matter because he quickly corrected his strokes and beat number 6 seed Matteo Berrettini in 4 sets. Djokovic is now just 2 wins shy of the calendar Grand Slam, and will meet 4 seed Alexander Tsarev in Friday's semifinal. Meantime, the United States men's national team defeated Honduras 4-1 in World Cup qualifying. Trailing 1-0 at halftime, the United States scored 4 times in the second half to beat Honduras and earn 3 key points in World Cup qualifying. 18-year-old Ricardo Pepi scored the go-ahead goal in the 75th minute and added 3 assists for the Americans. The U.S. closed out this qualifying window with 5 of a total with 5 of a total 9 points after draws against Canada and El Salvador. And this SportsCenter is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide. And you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. No contract. All on America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
You can't get complacent. You know, we won last year. Today starts a new season.
I can see Tom Brady having another big season, a better season than he did last year.
He's still great. He's one of the best 3 quarterbacks in the game still, even at his age. And no, I don't see signs of slowing down, actually.
With the skill and Dak Prescott at quarterback, they should win the NFC East this year.
Touchdown, Gallup!
Touchdown, Tampa Bay.
World champion, Tom Brady, Tampa, great atmosphere.
All right. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Play the weekend before the weekend starts. I see you.
To help kick off another awesome NFL season, Bud Light and the Buccaneers have teamed up to create 71-yard-long welcome mat that'll be on display for fans attending tonight's Bucs-Cowboys game at Raymond James Stadium. The mat is a symbolic gesture welcoming all fans back to the season and back to football. The mat is located on the south side of Raymond James Stadium and will be there all day leading into Thursday night's Bucs-Cowboys game. Fans attending the game can visit the mat to be officially welcomed to the NFL season and enter for a chance to win some Bucs gear. And we welcome in now, on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, Derek Brooks, pro football. Derek, you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you guys doing?
Great to have you on.
What's up, Bo?
What's going on, 19?
Chilling. Take it away, Maxie.
Derek, what are your expectations for Brady and the Bucs coming off their Super Bowl win last season?
Well, I'm a very matter-of-fact, single-game-focused guy. And my expectations for them is to be ready to go tonight to go 1-0. I'll just say this. The last team that won a Super Bowl here in Tampa started this season off 1-0. Unfortunately, we was disrespected by playing on the road versus hosting our own game like the guys are doing tonight. But I expect them to go out tonight and get a win and really kind of approach the season in that manner. If you've been around watching Coach Arians and even listening to him here in Tampa, you know, everything is about a single game focus and staying, as a matter of fact, in the moment. And not necessarily discussing, you know, defending a title, but more or less embracing the 2021 season, you know, on a week-by-week basis. And I think that's the mentality of the whole team right now.
You know what, Bo, I didn't even think about what you just said, being disrespected. We actually – we did go on the road to Philadelphia after we won the Super Bowl. I didn't even think of that.
Yes, I know you did. That's why I threw it out there. Man, that was one of the times I was so pissed at the NFL that they felt opening Lincoln Field was more important than recognizing our Super Bowl win and us opening it here at home. You know, so, yeah, we shut down the Vet and we opened Lincoln Field. You know, we did we had to do by beating Philadelphia twice. But I think, man, we were probably the only team that won a Super Bowl that did not open the following season at home.
Oh, that didn't even cross my mind. Let me ask you this, man. This defense, and I kind of know where you're going, but I got to ask you. This defense, if they win the second Super Bowl, our defense or this defense? I know. I got to ask you.
It's not even going to be a question for D-Brooks, man.
It'll be hard for me to do.
But by the way, you don't have – Derek, you guys were better than this defense. I remember that year Michael Vick was running wild on the league. They won 7 or 8 in a row. But you guys had 7 dudes up front. No one was as fast as Michael Vick. But you had 7 dudes with speed who would get and that was the end of that little streak. That Bucs defense, to me, that's like the Ravens defense to beat the Giants. The 1 or 2 others, the Bucs are way, way up there that year.
Oh, of course. You know, no one was individually faster than Michael Vick, but collectively we were. And we knew that just because of, you know, how we played. And, you know, we were very good together. And the thing that we had that other teams didn't, besides collective speed, is, you know, we understood what his weaknesses were, you know, and playing him. I mean, if you look at our games against him, you look at the angles that we took, you look at certain times in the game where we stripped it when we had to pressure him, when we had to play zone. So a lot of teams didn't do that. They went out and they just say, hey, we're going to allow them to do what we do. But, no, we had studied Michael Vick and our coaching staff so well. It was certain times in the game when we unloaded different packages against him to frustrate him. And that's why we were able to keep him in check for a lot of years that we played him. Now, it was a couple games in there. Particularly one year we went to Atlanta. Now, he got loose in that offense. You know, did explode and we did win. But for the most part, we kept
the year you won the Super Bowl, you guys were one of history's truly great defense. Talking to Derek Brooks, Pro Football Hall of Famer, Jay.
D. Brooks, obviously, big game tonight, 8:20 against Dak Prescott, coming off injury. How do you think Todd Bowles and company, what kind of schemes will they be running defensively to get after Dak? How would you attack Dak tonight if you were playing?
You know, Jay Will, I think they're gonna start really through Ezekiel. You look at position by position, that's probably the only position where Dallas have an advantage is the running back position, and that's with Zeke. I think everywhere else, you know, position by position, the Bucs are better. So they have to start really through Ezekiel Elliott, and that's where Dallas' last success as a team, it was because 21 brought that balance to the offense, and that allowed Dak to be very dangerous in a balanced offense and be able to make plays. So Coach Bowles is going to really start with stopping the run, and that's how the Bucs defense got on a roll last year. Towards the end of the season, teams couldn't run against them. And when you take away the run, especially at that time late in the season, now you can get very creative with how the pressure packages are sent. Whether you're sending a combination of five-man, six-man, even seven-man blitzes versus four-man rushes, and the offense got to get back on their heels. So I think that's how you attack Dak Prescott, is take away the running game, and now you can get very creative in the passing game because Dak hasn't played. Absolutely. It's going to take him a while for his eyes and body to get used to the speed of the game. Mm-hmm. And that's what anybody that sat out. You just don't walk in off the couch and be ready to go at regular season speed. That doesn't happen that way, and that's why at times you saw Dak Prescott in training camp wanting extra reps so his eyes can get used to the speed of this game. So I think that's how Coach Bowles is going to do it. They're going to really take away the running game, and now get into the pass defense where they can dictate pressure, dictate looks, and get out to them in the passing game.
A reminder, when Buccaneers fans return to Raymond James Stadium tonight, Bud Light, in partnership with the Bucs, is welcoming fans with a larger-than-life welcome mat measuring 71 yards in length.
Yeah.
The mat will be on site tonight. Derek Brooks, thanks so much for jumping on. Love having you on, and I want to reiterate again: people sleep on that Bucs defense, Jay.
I didn't sleep on it.
But when you hear about the greatest, my point is this: when you talk about the greatest defenses ever, that team's defense must be mentioned in that conversation.
Oh, we always are mentioning.
How many Pro Bowlers on that defense, Key?
I don't even know, but it's probably six potential Hall of Famers.
Yeah, right. That defense was one of the that's one of the defenses you tell your grandkids about. That's Derek Brooks. Thanks, Derek, on the Goodyear Hotline, brought to you by Goodyear, with you for every mile on the road to greatness. Goodyear, more driven. All right. We talked a lot about the Browns. The question on everyone's mind: are they the best team in the AFC North? That's after Key has this from O'Reilly.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with the right parts. Advice from their professional parts people and their free loaner tool program. There's no need to purchase a tool if you're only to use it once. Your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. AutoReilly.com.
Coming up this morning on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, former New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning. Does he see it as a make-or-break year for Daniel Jones? Eli Manning with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, this morning at 9:40 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN News.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happened in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
On Jay, Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. So it's time to play Take It or Shake It. Evan!
Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger. First one up, guys. The Browns will be the best team in the AFC North. Take it or shake it.
Take it.
Go ahead,
take
Keith.
Take it!
Take it! We got to teach Max how to play the game. It's all right.
Max, when I say take it, you say take it, along with Jay. We kind of all do it in sync.
Ah,
let's try it all over again.
Let's do it again.
One, two,
take it. Oh, wait, I messed it up again. Hold on. Let's try it again. Let's try it again.
One, two, three. Take it!
Take it.
Oh, God. Never mind. Yes, the Brown.
Are you shaking that, Jay?
Huh?
Are you shaking it?
No. Now, Max. Go ahead. Now I have to explain why I took it. And then if you want to disagree, you disagree at that moment. But I look at the Browns. I look at the Browns as you know, just a better team right now. You look at what Baltimore has lost in Rashad Bateman, Boykin at the receiver position, Dobbins at the running back spot. They just signed Le'Veon Bell to try to get something there. You just look at it. In Pittsburgh, we know what that is. And then you know what Joe Burrow is in Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm with Key on this one. The Browns are that team. And also for Pittsburgh, if you don't know where it is, I mean, Maurice Pouncey retired. That's big. Bud Dupree left in free agency. Mike Hilton's gone, left for Cincinnati. James Conner's gone. I know they got Najee Harris, but still coming off what they did last year, I'm going with the Browns.
I don't care if they have Najee Harris. They don't have an offensive line to block for Najee Harris. Fair. That's the whole problem in Pittsburgh. I don't like Pittsburgh at all. I thought, Roethlisberger have a bounce-back year? Just had one. That was his bounce-back year, right? I don't know how much better they're going to be. The Browns are on the way up. I will say one thing about the Ravens. Remember that game between Baltimore and Cleveland? Baker led them right down the field and scored, and then Lamar Jackson got back up on the field and led them for the win. Lamar Jackson's the best quarterback in that division at the moment, and that makes the Browns live, but I like Cleveland too. What if we don't all say, let's say I say take it, you say shake it, Key says take it. How do we all say it at
okay,
the same time?
So Key will say take it. You'll all yell take it. He'll explain. And then you will then have your disagreement and you can have a conversation about why you disagree or you can agree. So let's try this again.
Explain to me twice. I still don't understand it.
Sam Darnold is better than Zach Wilson. Key, take it or shake it.
Take it.
Take it.
Take it.
But he is better, I believe, right now than Zach Wilson. Will he be better long-term? I don't know that answer because Zach Wilson has yet to take a snap in the National Football League. Sam Darnold has taken snaps, whether they were good or bad for the New York Jets. He's now with a better team, I believe, personnel-wise, with the Carolina Panthers, so he will be a better quarterback this season.
Shake it all day. Zach Wilson is clearly more talented than Sam Darnold. He has different kind of arm talent. He can make throws that I don't think Sam Darnold can make. I like Zach Wilson. He's on a bad team. They're not going to win a lot. But I like Zach Wilson at quarterback better than Sam Darnold.
Who's he throwing to? Other than Corey Davis, mate?
Zach Wilson will make his receivers better. He has crazy arm talent.
Okay, I'm going Sam Darnold in this one. I mean, look, let's not act like Robbie Anderson is not there. Let's not act like Christian McCaffrey is not there. Let's not act like Matt Rhule and the way this team and Brady, their offensive coordinator, it is stacked, perfectly set up for Sam Darnold. The talent has always been there. He just had Adam Gase in his way. I'm a firm believer.
And McCaffrey is going to help for sure. A healthy McCaffrey is a lot.
All right, speaking of New York quarterbacks, Daniel Jones is the third best quarterback in the state of New York. Take it or shake it.
Y'all cold, man. Y'all messed up for this
kind of
stuff.
New York.
Take it.
Take it.
Come on.
Yeah. I think he is. I think because you got Josh Allen and y'all believe Zach Wilson is like the second coming of Joe Namath. So I'm going to give you that. But he has a big year, Daniel Jones, to prove himself and make people forget about the guy that's next to him in this city and Zach Wilson. He'll probably never catch Josh Allen if Josh Allen continues on this trajectory as a future MVP in this league.
I take it. Daniel Jones, if he gets over the turnover problem, which is a big problem, and now he's in year three, still has a terrible offensive line. And even if he got over the turnover problem, it would make him maybe an average quarterback. This has been a bust of a pick so far by Dave Gettleman, along with almost everything else Dave Gettleman has done. I take it he's the third best quarterback in the state of New York. I think pretty clearly the third best.
I shake it. I know everybody's on Zach Wilson, but Daniel Jones better be the second best quarterback in New York this year. With the weapons he has.
A lot of weapons.
With the weapons he has, with the opportunity he has, he better be the second best quarterback in New York this year. Josh Allen's number one. Daniel Jones better come in second.
Take It or Shake It is brought to you by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger is always there to help. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Guys, we got 30 seconds, time for one more. Amari Cooper will have at least 6 catches on Thursday night. Caesars Sportsbook has his over-under receptions at 5.5. So he'll have at least 6. Take it or shake it.
Take it. He'll get his opportunities because they'll be behind.
Yeah, get some money.
Amari Cooper wins his matchup almost every time. Like, people don't, he wins. If you put one guy on him, he wins that every time. I take it. I'll take 6 catches.
Yeah, I take over easily.
Who's the NFL MVP in 2021? Key tells you next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. Heading to ESPN News on television right now.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.